Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we peel back the layers of tech to see what's really running the digital world. I'm Alex, here with the ever-curious Jamie. Today, we're diving into the bustling world of message queues. Kafka, RabbitMQ, AWS SQS, and NATS. It's the showdown you didn't know you needed.
That's right, Alex. And I've got my boxing gloves on, metaphorically speaking, of course. I'm ready to see which of these contenders you think will take the crown for the ultimate message queue system. But first, maybe you could explain to me and our listeners exactly what a message queue is and why I should care.
Absolutely, Jamie. Imagine you're at a busy coffee shop. The barista takes orders, messages, from customers, producers, and then makes the coffee, processing, for the customers to pick up, consumers. Now, if this were a computer system, we'd want to ensure that even if the barista gets overwhelmed, no order gets lost, right?
Right? Nobody wants to miss out on their caffeine fix.
Exactly. Message queues help in decoupling systems, allowing them to communicate asynchronously. This means our coffee orders can be stacked up and processed one by one without losing any, even if the barista has to catch their breath.
Got it. So it's like a buffer for tasks or messages that keep systems running smoothly. But why are there so many types? Can't we just have one magical message queue that does everything?
Great question. Each message queue has its strengths and weaknesses. Kafka, for example, is fantastic for high-throughput event streaming, making it a go-to for analytics and event-driven architecture. On the other hand, RabbitMQ offers more flexible routing options, which is great for task queues and RPC-style jobs.
Ah, so it's a bit like choosing between a sports car and an SUV. Depends on what you need it for.
Spot on, Jamie. And speaking of choices, AWS SQS gives you the convenience of being fully managed, so you don't have to worry about the operational overhead, but it might not be the fastest option out there.
And what about NATS? It sounds like the new kid on the block.
NATS is all about speed and simplicity, offering ultra-low latency messaging. It's fantastic for real-time systems like IoT or telemetry platforms where every microsecond counts.
This is all fascinating, Alex, but how does one go about setting these up? Is it like assembling furniture from IKEA?
Sometimes it can feel that way. But let's say you wanted to start simple, with RabbitMQ. You could run it locally using Docker, then write a small producer-consumer application in Python. The producer sends messages, the consumer processes them, and voila, you've got asynchronous communication.
Sounds doable. I could even manage that with my limited coding skills. But what about when things go wrong? How do you monitor these systems?
Monitoring is crucial. Each message queue offers tools for keeping an eye on things. Kafka has the Confluent Control Center, RabbitMQ comes with a built-in management UI, and AWS provides CloudWatch metrics for SQS. You're looking for key metrics like queue depth, message rate, and error rates.
Cool. And I assume there are some common pitfalls to avoid.
Indeed. Unacknowledged messages, message duplication, and queue overload are just a few of the issues you might run into. But with proper configuration, monitoring, and a bit of trial and error, these can be managed.
Trial and error, the true path to wisdom. Now, Alex, if our listeners wanted to dive deeper into this topic, where should they head to next?
I'd recommend experimenting with different message queues using Docker Compose, adding monitoring with Prometheus, and exploring advanced workflows with Kafka Streams or Celery. Before we wrap up, any last burning questions, Jamie?
Just one. Can I use multiple message queues in one system? Or is that just asking for trouble?
Not at all. That's actually quite common. You might use Kafka for event streaming and RabbitMQ for task queues within the same architecture. It's all about choosing the right tool for the job.
Got it. Thanks for breaking that down, Alex. I feel like I've just been through an intensive workout for my brain.
Always happy to serve as your tech fitness coach, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We hope you found today's episode on message queues as interesting as we did. Don't forget to hit subscribe for more tech deep dives and showdowns. Until next time, keep those systems running smoothly.
Bye, everyone. Stay nerdy.